Even though President Bush and Congress are away from Washington, each is getting ready for a major battle when they return. The issue is money and whether there's enough of it to do what they think the voters want. And if there isn't enough, who's to blame? NPR's Koki Roberts joins me now. Good morning, Koki.
Morning, Melissa. Nice to have you at this end of the day.
Nice to be here. Thanks. Koki, the budget numbers are expected this week, estimating the size of the federal surplus, and I take it they're likely to cause a ruckus?
Well, because you're going to have a discrepancy between with the administration's economic arm, the Office of Management and Budget, and the congressional arm, the Congressional Budget Office, say, with the administration, the OMB, saying, projecting much higher economic growth than the congressional office. Now, it's hard to believe that Americans are going to sit around the kitchen table saying, oh, OMB says one thing, CBO says another thing, and we've been there before many times. But the Democrats think they can make a certain amount of political hay off of this, not by saying pull back on the tax cut as rebates are going out to people, but by raising questions about broken promises and the president saying you could have it all, the tax cut and spending on important programs and a surplus. And the Democrats are going up with a TV ad to that effect this week. Now, the Republicans are saying, look, surpluses aren't a good thing. It means government's keeping your money. And they're certainly hoping, maybe against hope, that there will be some economic effect from these tax rebates. So you're going to hear a spin. The Democrats is saying that the Republicans saying that the government is trying to give you back your money. The Democrats saying the government is stealing your money by raiding the Social Security Trust Fund.
That sounds a little familiar. Social Security has been a hot issue for years, and President Bush's Social Security Commission is going to be meeting here in Washington later this week. What's likely to happen there?
Well, we're not likely to know because they're meeting in secret. They've found a way around the open meetings laws. But if the Democrats have anything to say about it, nothing will happen. Social Security has been a fabulous issue for them for many years, and they don't much want to give it up as an issue unless there's a crisis. But it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, Melissa. There's a new group of older people now. This is not necessarily the Roosevelt generation anymore. And what they think about it could be changing. But the more immediate question is what happens with the Social Security Trust Fund and spending bills, and whether Bush is able to convince people that it's not the Republicans who raided the fund for the tax cut, it's the Democrats who are raiding the fund by spending too much.
That also sounds familiar. Am I detecting a theme here? Who's going to be winning that fight?
Well, the truth is the people who say that someone is spending too much tend not to win ever. It requires voters to say they care more about balancing the budget in practice rather than in theory versus spending on programs that people tend to care about, medical programs, health programs, things like that. The Republicans have learned that it can be a real problem for them to push too much on those kinds of spending programs. They can look like mean people. So the deficit only came down with a great deal of effort in the first place. So I think it's going to be hard for them to hold down spending. And there's always new calls for spending. Look at the hurricanes now brewing. Fires in the West all require federal spending.
President Bush is going to have other battles besides the ones over money when he returns. The faith-based initiative, Patients Bill of Rights, missile defense, education, those are all on the fall agenda. It's going to be a busy time.
It's going to be a very busy time. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. NPR's Koki Roberts.